所以我们才相信他。你 要记住彼得他所说的，他说除他以外别无拯救，我们有任何的问题除了耶稣以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名字可以靠着得救的。 Thomas, will you come up and translate for me? Because I don't want my friends, English speaking friends, miss anything. You remember? Still remember what I've said?
No, well, I was waiting for you.
You said a lot. I think most importantly, I'll just say what spoke to me. Just we need to keep our eyes on Jesus, not on the enemy. A lot of us seem to be more concerned about the enemy than Jesus and more afraid of the enemy. But we need to know that Jesus, He who is in us, is greater than He who is in this world. And our victory is in Him because He overcame in His flesh and blood, He overcame every temptation. So He is qualified and He can help us to overcome every temptation in our flesh.
Amen. Hallelujah. 一个重生得救被圣灵充满的人。
A person who is saved and has received the Holy Spirit.
我们要知道啊，住在他里面的是圣灵。
We need to know that the person in him is the Holy Spirit.
不是邪灵。
It is not an evil spirit.
邪灵没有地位，不够资格来搅扰这样的人。
An evil spirit is not, does not have the power to disturb such a person.
只有一个没有得救的人。
Only an unsaved person.
一个非基督徒。
A non-Christian.
他被鬼附了。
One who is possessed by the devil.
然后信耶稣的人可以把他赶出去。
Then the believer of Jesus can drive out the devil.
而且把他赶出去不是用很大的力气。
And he doesn't need a lot of use a lot of energy to do
大声喊叫
to shout and scream.
你想想耶稣在地上赶鬼怎么样赶的？
Think about when Jesus drove out demons on this earth.
是不是把衣服脱了？
Did he strip his clothes?
大声的
and raise his voice?
No, 耶稣就说你出去。
No, Jesus just said out.
我不知道你我看有的人赶鬼哇花了真是九牛二虎之力啊，真是满身大汗还是没有赶出去。
Oh, I've seen some people, they drive out a demon, sweat blood and tears.
我们不要接受一个我不知道从哪里来的，这是圣经没有的，我们不要接受一个重生得救的基督徒，尤其是被圣灵充满了，神的灵住在他的里面，说他里面还有什么东西在哪里？懂我的意思吗？
不是很懂。没有，好像是个 phrase， 你 verb 在哪里？
哈利路亚！我愿意多讲耶稣。
I want to speak about Jesus more。
少提撒旦。
Let's talk about Satan a lot less.
你要知道吗？魔鬼就是要人来注意他。
The demons want us to pay attention to them.
他就是要人不要注意耶稣。
Not to pay attention to Jesus.
因为他知道。
Because he knows.
人什么时候来仰望耶稣
？Whenever we look to Jesus,
人就得胜了。
Then we have victory.
他就会失败了。
Then he is defeated.
这是他一种诡计，我们要知道。
We need to know his tactics.
嗯哼。一个重生得救的人
A saved person
接受耶稣做他的救主
When they receive Jesus as their savior
同时也被圣灵充满了
And when they are filled with the Holy Spirit
从此耶稣借着圣灵住在他的里面
At that point the Holy Spirit indwells him
在这个人的里面
In this person
不可能再有邪灵或者魔鬼来
There's no way that the demon can come and live in this person
但是有一种情形就是他可能会 落在一种黑暗的里面看不见。
But there is a condition that he may be、lost in darkness and not see his condition.
比如他落在律法里头传统里面或者他老旧的观念里面。
For instance, if he's in the law or he's in his old concept.
他受这一些捆绑约束。
He's、susceptible to bondage.
这是有可能的。
This is possible.
那另外呢如果他要是活在罪里面。
Or another situation, he is habitually in sin.
那当然，他活在罪里面就是给魔鬼开门。
Of course, if he lives in sin, he has an open door for the enemy.
和除了这些情形之外
But besides these situations,
不可能
There's no way.
不可能邪灵会好像来占据啊圣灵的居所或者是圣灵的殿。
Besides these situations, there's no way that a Holy Spirit believer could be possessed by the devil.
圣经说，岂不是你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？
The Bible says, do you not know that your temple is a, that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit?
是圣灵的殿。
It is the temple of His Spirit.
不是撒旦所盘踞的地方。
It is not the habitation of Satan.
知道吗？
Do you know this?
神的同在是神圣的同在。
His presence is a holy presence.
我们如果住在神里面，我们就在那个全能者的荫下，就在他的保护之下。
We abide in the Lord. We are abiding under the shadow of the Almighty.
还有圣经很清楚告诉我们。
The Bible also clearly tells us.
弟兄姐妹胜过魔鬼，乃是因着羔羊的血和我们所信的、所见证的道。
The Bible clearly tells us in Revelation that、believers, we can overcome the devil by his blood, by the word of testimony.
所以主耶稣的血不但能够洗净我们的罪。
So his word,、sorry, his blood can not only cleanse our sin.
主耶稣的血是能够叫我们胜过那个恶者的。
His blood can help us overcome the enemy.
为什么？
Why is this?
为什么耶稣的血能够胜过那个魔鬼？
Why can his blood help us overcome?
耶稣的血就是告诉我们，耶稣借着死已经败坏了那个掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
His blood signifies that his death has already overcome the enemy.
耶稣的血表示说他死了。第三天他又复活了。
His blood signifies that he not only died, but he raised again third day.
他如果没有复活，他的血就不能洗净我们的罪。
If he didn't rise from the dead, his blood is useless.
是不是？
Is that true?
因为他从死里复活了。
Because of he rose.
证明他是神的儿子。
That means he is the son of God.
他实在是除去了世人的罪恶。
He truly has, dealt with our sins.
那用约翰的一书第三章的话来说呢，他说神的儿子显现是要除灭魔鬼的作为。
And then according to 1 John, the manifestation of Jesus is to destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
Amen.
他的显现他的死而复活就是要除去魔鬼的作为。
The very purpose of his manifestation and resurrection is to destroy the works of the devil.
魔鬼在人身上的作为最主要的是把那个悖逆把那罪恶带进来。
And the work of the devil is to bring in that rebellious unclean spirit.
把骄傲带进来。
To bring in a spirit of pride.
就是败坏了人的肉体。
That corrupt flesh.
那耶稣来就是要拯救这个。
Jesus came to deliver us from this.
他要来败坏魔鬼所有的作为。
He came to destroy all the works of the devil.
可是我们要跟耶稣发生一个关系。
But we need to have such a relationship with Jesus.
我们需要啊，就是常常来到主的面前。
We need to come into His presence a lot.
你要知道，在这样的聚会里面
，in this kind of meeting，
完全是主有地位的。
The Lord has authority.
主的同在在这里。
His presence is here.
他的道在这里被高举。
His word is being uplifted.
他的名被高举。
His name is uplifted.
耶稣的同在很丰富在这里。
The presence of Jesus is rich here.
那个恶者在这里毫无地位。
The Satan has no place here.
所以我们不应该有一个想法，还有什么 还有什么搅扰
？So we shouldn't have this concept like we still can get bothered.
因为我听说什么，还有什么人里面还有什么东西是吗
？So I've heard here that there's somebody here still with something in them.
啊，这个东西可能你身体里有什么东西，有什么毛病，这有可能的。
Well, maybe it's a bodily ailment.
肠胃不好是吧？伤风感冒，所以有一些东西或者什么细菌。
Maybe stomach ache or cold or physical issue.
圣经说不要给魔鬼留地步。
The Bible says, do not give a foothold to the devil.
不要去注意他。
Do not pay attention to him.
你们知道吗？昨天晚上啊，发生了一件事情。
You know, last night something happened.
有一个姐妹
，a sister，
让她来讲。刘姐妹在吗 ？Ruth Liu.
What? Well, let's let our sister Ruth testify.
进来。What happened、
Ruth.
To your niece last night? Come here.、No. She received a healing.Last night.
昨天他的 niece 是什么
？Healing 得到医治。
哦，我知道，对 niece 我知道 ，niece 不知道是什么。哦耶，
乞丐。
哦 ，niece。
是乞丐。
I thought you said niece. 乞丐，昨天他的乞丐受到医治。
是，我昨天晚上来聚会迟了，因为在房间我。
Last night I came to the meeting. I was late.
Yes, 我的 roommate 就带他一位朋友，也是在我们这边聚会的。
My roommate brought a friend, and also, she's also someone who meets here.
Yeah, 他就为我祷告。
She prayed for me.
Yeah, 啊，一阵子呢，我们就说方言，大家跳舞。
And then suddenly we started speaking in tongues, and we started dancing.
Yeah.但是我没有站起来跳舞，因为很痛。
But I couldn't stand up to dance because
yeah,
I'm really.
他不过他就跳舞，我 roommate 就在床上也跳舞。
My roommate was dancing on the bed.
Yeah, 然后就他就按手在我这两个膝盖。
And she laid hands on both knees.
然后我就。这边最重的，这边就不大重。
One side more severe, other.
Yeah, 他就一按，里面的好像有一个鼓 ，big bang, big bang, big bang, big bang。然后呢，我就，I'm sorry， 我就贴上去，我说不痛了，不痛了，
okay.
不痛了。
Getting excited, she should be. So suddenly her knee, I mean, she felt something like open up, and she heard that sound, and she got excited and moving her knee.
Yeah, 就好了。
And then it was well, her knee was well.
Yeah, 我们就来聚会就是了。
So that's why we were late for the
Yeah, 然后我就在那个边，我就一直跳舞，一直跳舞，一直。
I kept on dancing and dancing.
Yeah, 你看现在都好了，又不然不能够这样。
Totally well now.
Yeah.
荣耀归给神。Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.嗯，有一年我们去台湾。
One year we went to Taiwan.
在台北有一个特会。
There was a Taipei meeting.
有一个一个姐妹。
There was a sister.
大概跟刘姐妹差不多年纪。
About the same age as our sister Liu.
她说她的手啊已经有半年了不能举起来。
She said for a half year her hand was paralyzed.
那就在我们聚会啊敬拜的时候。
And right in the middle of our praise and worship.
她的手忽然可以举起来了。
Suddenly her hand could be lifted up.
她一直举感谢赞美。
Both hands
lifted up. 然后来她就做见证。
And she gave a testimony.
神在聚会中医治了她。
God healed her right in the meeting.
另外有一年在台湾嘉义。
Then another time in Taiwan in 嘉义。
那我在讲到的时候
，in the middle of my preaching，
我根本不知道
，I didn't know。
有一个姐妹啊，她坐在底下
，there was a sister。
她说她的右腿啊已经麻木很多年了。
This right leg had been numb for many years。
那个大腿啊有一部分就是麻木了很多年。
Numb top leg numb。
她说那一天我在讲到的时候
that day as I was preaching,
他说一直有一股热力啊进到他的腿里面。
She said constant this warmth in her leg.
那从那个时候以后他就又恢复知觉了。
And from that day on, she completely recovered her feeling in her leg.
有时候神与我同在真的他什么都能够做。
Really, sometimes the Lord's presence, he can do anything.
但是我们未必知道
But we may not necessarily know.
我们所知道的就是他的同在在这里。
But we only know his presence is here.
你知道神他最愿意给我们的。
You know what the Lord wants to give us the most?
就是他的自己。
Himself.
他的丰富。
His fullness.
他是医治者。
He is the healer.
他是救主。
He is our savior.
他也是我们的良人。
He is our lover.
你知道我们的好处不在他以外。
Don't you know we have no goodness apart from him?
他最要我们注意的就是他自己。
What he wants us to pay attention to is himself.
而且我们需要传讲的，最需要传讲的就是耶稣基督是一切。
We should preach Jesus only and Jesus ever.
耶稣是一切又在一切的里面。
He's all in all. Christ is all in all.
他要我们注意他。
He wants us to pay attention to him.
昨天晚上我在这里大声的这样的传讲。
Last night I was, raising up my voice.
我说你无论有什么问题你都可以到他这里来得到解决。
And whenever your problem, come to him for a solution.
而且我也说我们每一个人我相信每一个人都有不同的问题在这里。
And I'm sure we have lots of problems here.
我们都有需要。
We all have need.
都有我们的软弱。
We all have weakness.
可是啊有一位救主。
But we have a savior.
他已经做了我们的大祭司。
He has become our high priest.
他完成了这个救恩。
Completed salvation.
那他要我们来。
He wants us to come.
来取用。
To appropriate.
支取我们所需要的。
To appropriate that which we need.
如果你听了这样的道你还没有来支取。
If you have listened and has still not appropriated.
那你听了什么道
What are you listening to?
要得着他。
Oh, we need to gain him.
耶稣说我来了是要叫你们得的生命。生命就是他自己。
And Jesus says, I have come to give you life,
并且得的更丰盛。
And life abundantly.
他来是把他自己给我们。
He came to give himself to us.
See, to offer himself to us.
把自己献给我们。
我们不是把献给我们。Offer 就是我给你。
OK, 给你。那他来就是把他自己给我们。
可是我们要会来，要来支取，要接受他。
But we need to know how to draw upon him.
我们所以在安静中就是要来接受，用信心这样来支取他。
So we need to by faith draw upon him.
他在这里。
He is here.
他为的就是要给我们。
He is here to give us.
He is available here. 就是这个英文字怎么翻 ？Available.
Available. 他随时随在
available 就是说我们随时可以来找他
对
随时可以来得帮助
He is always available present help in trouble
我来了是叫人得着生命我就是生命
He said I came to give you life because I am life
并且要得的更丰盛
and more abundantly
这一个内在生活的训练
This inward life.
就是训练你怎么样能够更多的得着他。
To teach you how to gain him more.
不是训练你要做什么。
Not to do anything.
那是要得着他。
But to gain him.
并且呢要得的更丰盛。
And to gain him more full.
这个就是内在生活的训练。
This is what the training is all about.
所以为什么我们需要有一些安静的时间就是这样。好让我们用信心要这样来得到他。
This is why we need these quiet times to draw upon him in faith.
我昨天我听周师母说我以为刘姐妹是在聚会里面得到医治。
I heard my wife talk about Sister Liu and I thought she was healed in the meeting.
那我们听得不准确。
I didn't get completely accurate.、
Right. 我昨天也讲到说，有时候我们听人的话都听得不准。
I said sometimes we don't get it all.
所以有时候我们听神的话也听得不准。
So when God speaks, we don't get it all.
没有关系。
That's okay.
Yeah. 神会教导我们，他有、
The Lord will teach us.
他有那个耐心会教导我。
He is patient to teach us.
可是我们要听啊。
But we need to listen.
那些以色列人所以倒闭在旷野，是因为他们没有听啊。
The reason why the children of Israel fell in the wilderness is
或者说听了没有啊顺从。
They did not trust and obey.
所以他们都倒闭在旷野。
So they fell in the wilderness.
神要我们得 要我们进入迦南美地。
The Lord wants us to enter the land of Canaan.
换句话说，神要我们进入基督。
In other words, enter into the fullness.
进到他的同在里头。
Enter into His presence.
进入他的丰富的里面。
Enter into His fullness.
这是他的应许。
This is His promise.
我们要得。
We need to gain this.
我们要留意啊，在这个聚会中，神在我们每一个人身上所做的。
We need to pay attention what God is doing in us.
还有像我们每一个人所说的。
Just as we have all said.
我再说，我们要遇见主。
Again, I say, we must meet the Lord Jesus.
遇见主是一切。
To meet the Lord is everything.
遇见主啊，很多问题就可以解决了。
Many problems will be solved.
但是我们必须要学习怎么样能够有这个内在的这个里面的这种认识看见还有
这种 foster this kind of inward seeing and knowledge of him
这个住也是一个内住住在主里面
this dwelling is an inward dwelling
住在他神圣的同在里头
Dwelling in His holy presence.
你看这首诗歌，每一节都讲到那个住在主里面的那个福气。
Look at this hymn. Every line talks about the blessings of dwelling.
刚才我唱到第二节的时候，还特别有些感受。
When I sang verse 2, I had a special feeling.
对，第二节哈，那个第三行，那就是说，恶者虽然攻击。虽然攻击义凶为
Though the tempter fears assail us
虽然他攻击得非常的好像厉害很凶猛
Though the enemy is so fierce in his attack
如果我们住在神的同在里面
But if we live abide in him
他说好那个安息却是更深是更美的
Yet deeper sweeter is our rest in him
我们在没有开始这个特会之前
Before this meeting started
有很多的打岔
Many distractions,
很多的攻击
many attacks,
但是我们知道神与我们同在
but we know the Lord is with us,
所以我们的心里面呢就特别的安息
so we were very at rest,
很多搅扰
a lot of disturbance,
譬如有的人不舒服了病了出车祸了什么
some people got sick, there were car accidents, etc.
那么我很少发烧的
I also, Very,
又牙痛又发烧。
I don't get sick very often.
我差不多几年了，也许两三年、三四年才发一次烧。
I hardly ever have a fever.
这次特会之前忽然就发烧。
But this time I got a fever.
那还有，我也听说，来的人从台湾、从马来西亚来的人也有不少的征战。
And I heard that from Malaysia, Taiwan, many of you experience attack.
但是。还是主耶稣最后还是得胜了。
But at the end, the Lord is victor.
你们还是来了。
The Lord Jesus,
我们还是在这里服侍了。
And we're still here somehow.
团队的同工也就是出动啊，个个都服侍了。
And all the co-workers got here somehow.
应该来的都来了。
Hallelujah. To be here is here.
耶稣得胜了。
Jesus is victor.
我觉得很奇妙的就是耶稣把我们的这个封建牧师我们日本 的弟兄牧师把他带来这也是个奇迹
What a miracle that our brother David our pastor David from Japan can be here
真的是不可能的但他来了
It's impossible but there he is
Hallelujah 把荣耀归给主
Glory to God Glory to the Lord
我们的主是得胜的主
Our Lord is victor
我常常说得胜得胜
Hallelujah 得胜得胜 Victory victory hallelujah 得胜 victory hallelujah
得胜得胜那任何弟兄姐妹你还觉得还有问题
Any brother sister if you're still having problems
就是要唱耶稣得胜
You need to sing this victory song Jesus is victor
不管你有什么问题你都可以唱耶稣已经得胜
Whatever your problem is you must sing Jesus is already victor
耶稣的得胜啊常常需要我们来宣告的
His victory we need to declare it often
有时候我们一宣告的时候这个得胜就变成我们的
Sometimes once we proclaim it it becomes ours
因为那个黑暗的 黑暗的权势，它就会退去了。
Because in the power of darkness, resides.
这是一些属灵的讲究啊。
This is
我们要做一个得胜的基督徒。
This is something we must learn, a spiritual lesson. We must be a victorious Christian.
我们要做一个得胜的基督徒。
We must be a victorious Christian.
我们必须要常常要说信心的话。
We need to speak the words of faith.
要说圣经的话。
We need to speak the words of the Bible.
如果圣经的说耶稣已经败坏了那个掌死权，就是魔鬼，我们要常常这样宣告。
And the Bible says that Jesus has already defeated Satan. We should declare it often.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
不要说消极的话。
Don't speak negative things.
不要接受消极的思想。
Don't accept negative thoughts.
不管你的环境如何
，No matter what your situation is，
都要讲信心的话，讲积极的话。
Speak words of faith, speak positive words。
我们永远是有盼望的。
We have hope always。
因为圣经说，基督在我们的心里面就是那个荣耀的盼望。
Because the Bible says Christ in us is the hope of glory。
有一首诗歌就是 Jesus never fails。
There's a song。有一首诗歌说，主耶稣从来不失败。
阿门，他永不失败，
他永不失败 ，He never fails。
那么更好的就是说，他是胜而又胜的
，He is victory to victory，
永远得胜的
，Forever victorious。
我们有这样一个心态
，If we have such a attitude，
这就是一个得胜的灵。
This is a victorious spirit.
那我们的生活也是一个得胜的生活。
And then we will lead a victorious Christian life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
感谢主。那下面呢，我们就请这个 Pastor David Eanes 跟我们分享一点那个《荣耀的光辉》这本书里面所讲到的那个罗宾森师母。
Following, we're going to have our pastor David Eames share a little bit about the story of Martha Robinson in Radiant Glory.
这一位姐妹她不是很多人所知道的。
Sister Robinson is not well known.
但是呢，可以说确实哈，近代就是二十世纪啊，难得找到一个人比她更属灵的。
We can say that in the 20th century, very few parallel her.Spiritual depth.
你们要想真的认识这位姐妹呢，一定要买一本那个《荣耀的光辉》这本书。
If you want to know more about the sister, you must purchase a copy of Radiant Glory in Chinese.
我们有中文的翻译。
We have the Chinese translation.
如果不够的话，你可以登记，我们帮你去 order.
You want more? We can order more.
那Pastor David 他已经把这个英文的荣耀的光辉已经放在网络上了。
Pastor David has already put the English original online.
全本书都放在网络上。
The whole book is online.
这是他最近在做的，他还做了一些其他的工作。
He's put other works up there as well.
今天呢，我们就有一点时间给他跟我们分享关于罗宾森师母他的领受。
Let us give some time to for our Pastor David to share.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. 赞美主。
Hallelujah.
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 I've been a Christian for many years.
我已经基督徒好几年了。
And unlike Brother Chow, I only a week after I was saved.
就是跟周牧师不一样，在我得救一个礼拜之后。
I was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
我被圣灵大大的受洗。
I feel I've done very poorly.
可是我觉得我情形。不好。
But how thankful I am that here we are today.
可是我感谢主，今天在这儿。
That God is giving us another opportunity.
神再给我们一个机会。
To love Him and to serve Him.
来爱他，服侍他。
And to find Him in a deeper way.
然后更深深的经历他。
Across the street is the Heart Hospital.
在对面是那个心脏医院。
And here too is the heart hospital.
这是真正的心脏医院，心理医院。
And let's let Jesus just work deeply in our hearts.
我们让耶稣做更深的工作在我们心中。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There is one scripture in the book of Hebrews that I would like to share just for a minute. Chapter 6.
Okay.Okay, 6章,
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12,
12节,
and in the English it says, do not be slothful,
说并且不要,
but be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
不要懈怠。懈怠啊，不要懒惰，就是懈怠，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
Be ye followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
Amen. 要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
There's a tendency within us to be very impatient.
我们这个本性很容易不耐烦。
I don't think I speak just for myself.
我想这不只是我自己。
We want things right away.
我们现在就要事情。
We live in this type of culture that we expect things to happen immediately.
我们在一个这种文化是就是什么都马上要。
We want to see the doctor as soon as we go into his office.
我们看医生，现在要看医生。
We want our food to be served quickly.
我们这个食物要现在就来，快餐。
And in many cases, we just are very impatient.
很多例子，我们是很不耐烦的人。
But it says here that we need to exercise faith and patience.
可是这说我们要操练信心，也要操练忍耐。
God is in no hurry.
神不着急。
We cannot rush him.
我们不能催他。
It does no good to try to push God.
你催神没有用。
You know, it's our responsibility to yield to Him.
我们的责任是要屈向于他，屈服于他。
And make ourselves available to Him.
然后，要available. 我们就是要让他随时能支配我们。
And to allow God to work in His time.
让他按照他的时间表。
In His way.
在他的方式。
For His purpose.
为着他的目的。
For His glory.
为着他的荣耀。Amen.
And as Brother Chow has said many times here.
像周弟兄已经一再提过。
We cannot go by what we feel.
我们不能按照我们的感觉。
We cannot go by what we see.
我们不能按照眼见的。
But we can believe that God is working.
可是我们能相信神在我们中间在工作。Hallelujah.
Let me tell you just very quickly what happened the other morning.
好，我告诉你一下，这个几天早上发生的事。
On Saturday morning here, I decided to take a walk.
星期六早上我去散步。
And I walked down one of the avenues here and discovered a very big church.
我就附近找到一个很大一个教堂。
St. Andrew United Methodist Church.
St. Andrew Methodist 教会.
It was early Saturday morning.
这是早上.
And I tend to be kind of a curious type of guy.
我是有点好奇.
And I said, well, I wonder if the church is open.
我在想，哎，教堂有没有开门？
It will do no harm to try to see if one of the doors is open.
哦，看看这个门有没有锁。
And one of the doors was open, and I went inside.
那真的那个门没锁，我就进去了。
It's a beautiful, huge. It is a big church.
非常一个美丽大教会。
Not as big as Potter's House.
没有 Potter's House 姚将家那么大。
But the membership at this church is around 3,000.
可是也有三千个人。
They built the building just a few years ago.
几年造了那个教堂。
I walked into the sanctuary.
我就走到那个教堂里。
It is a marvelous auditorium.
它真是一个非常漂亮的一个。
And there in front is the huge pipe organ.
前面有一个很大一个。好。
It was dark. The lights were not on.
有点黑黑的，光线不是很好。
But I walked through the building.
我就走来走去。
And then I came back and looked into the sanctuary through one of the windows.
然后我就又看到那个教堂通过一个窗户。
And the light was on.
我看到有点光。
And I saw someone approaching the organ.
我就看到一个人走到那个风什么，一个风琴，嗯哼，管风琴。
He turned on the lights around the organ.
哦，他就开了那些灯，这个在那个管风琴旁边。
And he spread out some music on the keyboard.
然后就拿一些歌谱出来。
And I said, "Oh boy, I'm going to be able to hear some music."
哦，我说哇，我能听一些音乐了。
Perhaps he was going to rehearse for the service the next day.
也许他在练习为着那个第二天的聚会。
Or perhaps he was going to rehearse for the wedding that was going to be held there later that day.
哦，也许是为着那天可能也有一个。
And so I sat far in back where he could not see me.
所以我就躲在后面。
I was quiet as a mouse.
我像老鼠那样的安静。
And I sat there and listened.
我就在听。
And I waited.
我就等。
And I waited.
然后等。
And he did not play any music at all.
可是他什么都没有弹。
Now this organ had three or four different keyboards.
那这个管风琴有很多键盘。
And had many what we call stops, organ stops, levers and knobs.
有很多东西在那个管风琴上，有很多。
And by these what they call stops or levers, you can adjust the volume, adjust how much bass, how much treble.
用那个 stop lever, 你可以调整那个声音的高大。大小声音。
What the sound is like.
你可以调整那个声音的那个。
Do you want it to sound like violins?
你要让它像那个小提琴。
Or do you want the sound to sound like a harpsichord? Piano.
Okay, 或者你要让它像钢琴。
There must have been 150 different levers for the organist to adjust.
就是有各种各样的可以调成不同的音乐的效果。
And so as I waited in back,
在我等在后面,
wanting to hear music,
想听一些音乐,
for 15 or 20 minutes,
15-20 分钟,
all the organist did was adjust the levers.
那个弹琴的，就他唯一就是在调整一下那些 lever.
I learned a lesson.
我学了一个功课。
I left the building soon after.
我回头就走了。
I only heard one or two notes.
One or two what?
Notes.
A note. 我走的时候就开始听了几个音调。
You know, we want to hear music, don't we?
我们想听音乐，对不对？
We want to have music in our souls.
我们要在我们魂中有音乐。
We want to be free from habits and attitudes.
我们要神帮助我们脱离那些败坏的那个习惯。
We want to sense that God is working.
我们要感觉神的工作。
We want to see the finished result.
我们要看到那个成果。
But you know, God sometimes is adjusting things.
可是神在那在调整。
He's adjusting the levers in our soul.
他在调整我们在魂里做调度调整的工作。
A missionary once told me,
有一个宣教士告诉过我,
that just as complicated as the human body is,
跟身体一样的复杂,
you know, we're very complex creatures.
我们是很复杂的人是很复杂的。
The way our minds work and the way our muscles work and how our organs work inside of us.
我们的思想，我们的肌肉，我们的器官很复杂人
是。And really, the more that doctors find out, the more they find that they don't know.
然后医生越这个知识越多，越发现他们很多都不知道。
We're very complicated physically.
我们这个身体是很复杂的。
And the missionary said that just as complicated as we are physically, so we are in our souls.
宣教士说，就像我们身体复杂，我们灵魂也
复杂。Only Jesus really knows our souls.
只有主耶稣真的认识我们
的灵魂。And we expect things right away, but sometimes Jesus is working on other things in our souls.
有的时候我们要看马上有效果，就是主耶稣在我们灵魂做很细的调整。
And so we need to really exercise real patience.
所以我们需要操练耐心。
If it's through faith and patience we inherit the promises,
如果是借着信心和忍耐我们承受应许，
then we ought to be very, very thankful for situations that allow us to cultivate patience.
那我们应该感谢神，让他允许一些环境，使我们能操练我们的忍耐。
We must be very thankful for situations where we learn patience.
我们要感谢主，因为他在用这些环境教训我们操练忍耐。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I do want to speak just very briefly about Radiant Glory.
我就简单说一下这个《荣耀光辉》这本书。
This book has meant so much to me.
这本书对我很大的意义。
I was given a copy soon after I was saved.
我得救不久，有人就给我这本书。
Could I ask how many have read Radiant Glory?
我能问有几个人看过这本书？
Quite a few here have. Let me just tell you the story just very briefly for those who have not read this book.
那我就简单说这个故事。
Radiant Glory is the story of Martha Wing Robinson.
荣耀光辉是说这个罗宾森师母的故事。
A woman that is really not well known even today.
她到今天不是有名的。
She was born in 1874.
1874生的。
In the Midwest of the United States.
在美国中部。
She near the turn of the century, around 1900.
她到二十世纪初的时候。
She was marvelously healed of many diseases.
她很奇妙的被神医治很多很多疾病。
She became a worker with John Alexander Dowie.
她就跟一个 Alexander Dowie 弟兄做同工。
And his ministry in Chicago, Illinois.
在 Chicago, Illinois.
In 1900, Dr. Dowie, founded and began the city that we now have as Zion, Illinois.
创立一个城市叫 Zion, 在 Illinois 州。
Our sister Martha knows the city well.
我们 Martha 姊妹当然很熟这个城市。
And I hope to go there after the conference for a few days.
我这个 conference 完以后，我要去访问那边。
But Martha Robinson was a worker for John Dowie.
罗宾森师母是 Dowie 的同工。
In 1906,
在1906年
The teaching of Pentecost came to Zion City.
这种五旬节那个这种教导就临到 Zion.
God had been pouring out His Spirit in different places in the United States, particularly Azusa Street.
神在各处他的圣灵大大浇灌，包括 Azusa Street 在
on the West Coast.
对，在西部。
And in 1906, that message came to Zion City.
1906年这个信息就临到。西安城。
Zion City at that time was in a state of great, great darkness.
那个时候西安城是实在在在黑暗中。
There had been multiple problems.
很多问题。
But this message of Pentecost was a great light to many souls.
可是这个五旬节的信息实在是个大光。
That they could have Jesus living within them.
让他们知道能有基督耶稣住在他们里面。
They could be filled with the Holy Spirit.
可以被圣灵充满。
And it gave great hope to souls.
这个实在给大家很多人很大的盼望。
Mrs. Robinson was baptized in the Holy Spirit in the late of the year 1906.
罗宾森师母在1906年大大的被圣灵浇灌。
But that was just the beginning for her.
可是这只是开头。
And it should be just the beginning for us.
这也应该是我们的开头。
Perhaps you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit.
也许你被圣灵浇灌过。
Someone once said, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is an open door.
有人说圣灵的浇灌是开个门。
It's not an end in itself.
它是一个开始，不是一个结束。
It's only a way to go deeper.
只是一个要能 更深一条路。
And so Mrs. Robertson, and this is the story of Radiant Glory.
这个荣耀光辉的故事就是
Mrs. Robertson, was given a great, great desire to know Jesus.
这个神在罗伯森师母心中给她一个很渴慕基督这种心。
For many months she prayed in great earnestness with desire.
好多月她就这样祷告，渴就是要更多渴慕耶稣。
Oh, that I might know him.
Oh, 让我更多认识他。
Oh, that Jesus might come to me.
Oh, 让主耶稣来到我心中。
Oh, that Jesus might make himself real inside of me.
Oh, 让耶稣在我生命中是实际的。
She prayed, oh, that Jesus would just take control of my life.
让耶稣完全掌管我的生命。
That Jesus would manifest himself to me.
让耶稣完全向我彰显。
In 1907, 100 years ago,
100年前,
I believe strongly that God honors birthdays and anniversaries.
我相信神很看重这个生日跟周年。
I've experienced it and others have experienced it.
我经历过，其他人。
When you have a birthday, expect a blessing from God.
你生日的时候，你要盼望神会祝福你。
If your church is having an anniversary or something like, expect a blessing from God.
教会要庆祝周年，你要盼望神会祝福那一天。
And the reason I wanted, and I mentioned to Brother Chow, I would like to say this, is because this year is the 100th anniversary of 1907.
我今天想说这句话，我也跟罗牧师说，因为今年就是100周年，1907的100周年。
And in the summer of 1907, Mrs. Robinson prayed that Jesus would take control.
然后那个1907年那个夏天，罗伯森师母就祷告主耶稣完全控制掌控。
And I believe that Jesus wants to come to us in that way.
我也相信今天基督也要这样来到我们中间。
Mrs. Robinson taught that her experience was not just for herself.
罗恩师母，神教她这个经历不只是给她自己。
But it was for others in the last days.
是在末后的日子，是给教会的。
And I cannot help but think.
我这样认为。
That God wants to do something along that line for us in this year.
我相信今年神就要这样做这样的工作在我们中间。
And so she prayed fervently and earnestly for hours at end.
所以她就热心这样祷告几个小时这样祷告。
Oh, Jesus, won't you come to me?
哦、oh, ，耶稣来到我中，来到我身上。
Get rid of me and you live.
除去我，以你为大，以你在我生命活出来。
And in November of 1907,
在11月07年。
And this is the story of Radiant Glory.
这就是荣耀光辉的故事。
God came to her.
主耶稣就临到他身上。
They tell the story is told in the book.
在那个书里就说这故事。
That as her husband went to church one night,
有天她丈夫去聚会。
She decided to stay home and kneel in prayer.
她就想在家里跪下来祷告。
And in the quietness of her room,
在那个宁静中
，Jesus came.
耶稣就出现了。
Jesus came.
耶稣来了。
Her life, her ministry, the lives of many countless others.
她的生命，她的侍奉，还有很多弟兄姊妹。
Everything changed that night.
那天一切都改变了。
Out of her life,
从她的生命中
sprang the Zion Faith Homes.
就出现了这个信心之家。
And the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church.
也还有一个 Ridgewood 五旬节一个教会。
And other ministries.
还有其他一些执事。
Her ministry was always to point people to Jesus Christ.
她的执事的目的就是把人指向耶稣基督。
The excellency of knowing Jesus.
这个让人认识基督为至宝。
She did not boast in the gifts that God gave her.
她从来没有夸神给她的恩赐。
Although certainly she could have.
当然她是可以。
She.Had all the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
她有所有的圣灵的恩赐。
She had everything.
她都有。
She had Jesus.
因为他有耶稣。
Amen.
For 16 years, I've been told.
我听说有16年。
She never spoke a word of her own.
她在16年从来没有说她自己的话。
Let me say that again. For 16 years after this experience in 1907,
我再重复一次1907年的经历以后有16年。
She never spoke a word of her own.
她从来没有说出于自己的话。
It was Jesus.
完全是耶稣。
And people that were under her ministry knew it was Jesus.
和那些在她知识之下都知道这是耶稣。
And there was a life that flowed out of her.
然后就有一个生命从她身上流出来。
There was a glory that poured out of her.
有一种荣耀从她身上流出来。
That made every heart bow down.
让每个心伏下来。
It made people bow down to Jesus.
让人在耶稣的脚前伏下来。
And oh, how God wants to come to us.
Oh, 神也想这样来到我们中间。
And how God wants to make himself real to us.
神也要让在我们生命是实际的。
And how thankful we ought to be that we have markers along the way.
感谢主我们有这样一些标记。
That we have individuals whose lives we can examine.
有一些这样的见证人我们可以看他们的生命。
And that we have books like Radiant Glory.
然后我们有这种像这种书像荣耀光辉这样的书。
That can point the way.
可以指向这条路。
If you've read Radiant Glory already,
如果你已经看过荣耀光辉,
I encourage you, read it this year.
我鼓励你今天再读一遍。
If you have not read the book,
如果你还没有看
please read it.
我鼓励你们要看。
As Brother Chow mentioned, I was given the opportunity to put the whole volume on the internet.
我今年有机会把这个整本书放在网络上。
It has been translated into Chinese and German, and I don't know if any other language.
已经被翻成中文，还有德文，还有可能其他语言。
Brother Gordon Gardner, the author of Radiant Glory,
那个作者
spent 20 years preparing to write that book.
预备了20年才写了这本书。
As I mentioned the other day, he always felt that work was the greatest thing that God had allowed him to do.
他自己说这个工作就是写这本书是他觉得神在他身上做的最大的事情。
And one thing that he said,
他说了一件事情
was that the story of Mrs. Robinson,
罗伯森师母的故事
would be spread wide across the world,
会遍满这个世界
before our Lord's return.
在耶稣来之前
Rabagaya rabam bambo ro rabagaya la la bar If you need a copy of Radiant Glory,
如果你需要这本书
it's available in English,
也有英文的
through Amazon.com,
你在 Amazon 能买一本。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 是的主。
Dear Lord, we just look to you.
亲爱的主，我们仰望你。
We pray, O God, that you would take greater control of our hearts.
主啊，掌管我们的心。
Greater control of our lives.
更多掌管我们的生命。
Greater control of our thoughts and our words.
掌管我们的思想和话语。
And dear Lord, I do believe that you honor birthdays and anniversaries.
主，我相信你重视生日和周年。
And I do believe, O God, that you want to do something this year, 2007.
我也相信这个今年你要做大事。
And I do believe, O God, that you want us to pay close attention to the things that we've been hearing at this event.
我也相信你要我们留心注意我们所听的话。
Help us to reach out to you, O God.
让我们真的寻求你。
Help us to love you with all of our hearts.
让我们用我们尽心尽力爱你。
Help us to realize, O God, how great and how wonderful your love is.
让我们知道你的爱是何等奇妙。
Draw me, and we will run after you.
主耶稣吸引我们，我们就快跑跟随你。
Draw us, and we will run after you.
主耶稣啊，我们快跑跟随你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.Hallelujah.
好的。
耶稣，耶稣最爱救主，人我与你相比，愿你笑容
罗宾森师母的一个得意的门生，
得意的门生
one of his favorite students.
Oh, okay, one of her cherished students.
台湾有很多弟兄姐妹
many Taiwan brothers and sisters
认识她，叫做吴老牧师。
Know her is a him, right?
在西安堂聚会的弟兄姐妹啊，都知道这个吴老牧师。
Hans Waldfogel, Pastor Hans Waldfogel, one of Martha Robinson's cherished students.
我现在忘了刚才要讲下面的话，等一下。Hallelujah. 好，他说过这样一句话。
Hans Waldfogel has said this.
他说神在世界各地都在做工。
He says, God is working all over the world.
就是他的灵在世界各地都在浇灌。
I mean, his spirit is being poured out everywhere.
有很多神迹奇事。
Many miracles and signs.
如果我们不留意，
But if we do not pay attention,
我们就会失去啊神所做的。那个最重要的工作。
Then we will neglect the greatest work God is doing.
The most important part of God's work.
最重要的神的工作。
就是耶稣基督的显现。
Is the faith of Jesus
Christ. 耶稣同在的显现。
显现 is the appearance of Jesus Christ.
Is the manifestation of the presence of Jesus.
是耶稣基督的显现，同在的显现。
如果我们没有抓到这一点的话，
If we do not hold on to this point,
那我们就 miss the mark.
那我们就错了目标。
最重要的，我们没有看见。
The most important we missed, we failed to see.
这就是为什么我们这个内在生活哈，一直强调耶稣基督的同在，耶稣基督的显现。
This is why we continually emphasize the presence of Christ, the manifestation of Jesus Christ.
其实很多神迹奇事
I said, you know, a lot of these are signs and miracles.
都是复活的基督的显现的一种
It's actually, it's a type of his appearing.
但是
the risen Christ.
很可惜的就是大家的注意力啊，都是在这些神迹奇事的上面。
What's sad is we pay too much attention to these miracles and signs，
而忽略了那个行神迹奇事的耶稣基督。
And we miss the Jesus Christ who performs these miracles。
正如今天很多人追求圣灵的恩赐
，just like a lot of people are running after the spiritual gifts，
而却忽略了那一位分赐给人的主
，and they have forsaken the giver of the gifts， who is Jesus。
一个是恩赐，一个是赐恩的主。
One is the gifts, one is the giver.
一个是神迹奇事，一个是行神迹奇事的主。
One is miracle, one is the God of miracles.
哪一个重要？
Which one is more important?
哪个重要？我们都知道，是不是
？We know the answer.
好像希伯来书说哈，一个是房子。
One Hebrew says there's a house.
另外是个建造房子的。
Then there's the builder of the house.
哪一个重要
？Which one is more important?
可是今天呢，抓住耶稣基督的人是。少数的
But for those who lay hold of Christ, how few?
如果我们不小心的话
If we're not careful,
我们也会失去耶稣基督的显现
We will also lose the appearance of Jesus.
有一年
One year,
这个台湾锡安堂的创始人荣教士
The founder of the Zion Church Pearl Young
他跟我说荣教士
Pearl Young Yeah, Pearl Young Yeah, it's Pearl Young
他跟我说
She told me
他说单单要耶稣
To singly want Jesus
这是个征战
It's a battle
因为很多人都要别的东西
So many want so many other things
那今天呢要的最多的众教会所要的就是人数增长
Of course, what every church wants is more people, more people
我们在华盛顿 DC 开始教会的时候啊，神就是对付我这一点
When we started the church there in Washington DC This is what the Lord dealt with me
头两年
First 2 years,
结果没有人来。
Basically, nobody came.
那个可以说有两三年的时间，神在对付我这一点。我要人数。
Because for the first 2-3 years, the Lord was dealing this with me, this number mentality.
神就到一个地步，他就问我。
So then, at one point, the Lord.
你是要人呢，还是要我
？You want people or you want me?
可是我不知道这个时候
I didn't know
我是要人我不是要主
Actually I did want people more than the Lord
直到有一天他问我
Until he asked me I didn't know I had this in me
后来我就一直希望有人数多人数加
So I'm hoping you know, I want more and more people
就是所谓的 attendance 要多
Attendance increase
直到有一天主问我
And then the Lord asked me
你是要 attendance 还是要 my presence
你要人多还是你要我的同在
有两三年的时间哈神就是这样调整我调整
The first 2-3 years the Lord was doing this work in me adjusting me
直等到我对主说主我要你的同在
Until I finally said to the Lord I want you I want your presence
即使两三个人来聚会我也要你的同在
Even there's just 2 or 3 I want your presence
我有你的同在我就满足了
With your presence I am satisfied
我只要更多的得着你我就满足了
The more I gain you I am satisfied
直等到我学到这样一个地步
Until I learned this lesson
然后神就开始带人来了
Then the Lord started bringing more people
他就陆续的要从各地带人来
Then the Lord started bringing people from all over the place
正如 他所应许的，就是我们成立教会的时候，神给我有一些应许。
When, as the Lord had promised me when I founded the church,
这个应许当中有一个就是说，我要把你不认识的人带来。
One of the promises, I will bring strangers to you.
你从来不认识的人我要带来。
Total strangers will come.
后来他所带来的人都是我从来不认识的。
And he brought all these strangers to my church.
但是都是非常爱主的。
But people who really love the Lord.
许多都是一对一对的带来。
And they start bringing couples or groups.
那时候我们觉得他们非常的宝贵。
We thought, how precious.
我们觉得一个人会抵十个人。
We thought, one person was like 10 people.
所以那个时候他们带来主带来的人如果有20的话我们认为是200人。
So if the Lord brought 20, we saw it as 200.
神不要滥竽充数。
The Lord, I'm not sure what that means.
God doesn't want just numbers.
神 ，OK， 他已经说了，神不只要那个人数加多
，He wants quality Christians，
他要一些有品质的基督徒
，He wants people who really know Him，
他要一些真的认识他的基督徒
，People who desire Him， want more of Him，
要更多的他
，And people who would、let Him come and have His ways。
要一些让神在他们生命中完全掌管支配
and take control of their lives
对完全掌管他们生命
and every area of their lives
生命的每一个部分
I believe that is why the Lord put it in our brother's heart to share with usThe story of Martha Wynn Robinson.
我想这就是为什么主把这样的负担放在我们的弟兄的心里分享罗伯森师母的故事。
1977年
In 1977,
那个时候那个台湾锡安党刚刚开始
In the beginning of the Zion Church,
大概是第一次或者是第二次、啊、举办这个夏令会
In the first or second、retreat,
那个时候主就感动这个荣教师就写信给我
At that time the Lord moved Pearl Young to write me a letter
他邀请我去台湾跟他一起服侍
For me to go to Taiwan to serve with her
同时他也要求我写一点介绍罗宾森师母的一些个东西
She also at that time asked me to write some intro to Sister Robinson's ministry.
所以那是我写的第一本书。
So that was the first book I wrote.
然后荣教师就在台湾出版。
That was the first book I wrote, and then Sister Pearl published it in Taiwan.
那本书的名字叫做《满有荣耀》。
The name of the book is Full of Glory.
早已经绝版了。
It's no longer in publication.
那一年他们的夏令会的主题就是荣耀。
And that summer retreat, the topic was glory.
那我介绍这个罗宾森师母呢，我主要的就是从这个荣耀的光辉这本书里面来取材。
So I introduced Sister Robinson is mainly drawn from this book, Radiant Glory.
就是很简单的很扼要的把这本书讲到罗宾森师母到底是谁就把它要写出来
Kind of like very compactly summarized the life of Martha Robinson
换句话说
In other words
是荣教师将罗宾森师母的见证介绍给在台湾的我们中国的弟兄和姐妹。
In other words, it was Pearl Young who first introduced the testimony of our sister Martha to the Taiwan church.
因为他觉得这个人是一个极其不寻常的一个属灵的人。
She feels that she truly is, Martha Robinson, an extraordinary spiritual person.
他从这本书里面他得到了很多帮助
She got a lot of help from this book
这个时候1977年在1969年我们来美国的时候
At this time, in 1969 when I came to America
我们去参加纽约的那个营地的退休会
Now I participated in a New York retreat
在那个退休会里面呢有一个姐妹就送了我一本这个荣耀的光辉
And then in that retreat a sister gave me a copy of Radiant Glory
那是英文的
That was the English version
我回去以后
After I went home
我就开始看
I started to read it
我记得那天晚上我一直看到两点钟或者三点钟
I remember that evening I read it all the way till like 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning
我就是放不下来
I could not put it down
我从来没有看一本书是这样的是看到夜里面两三点钟
I never read a book where I just couldn't put down like that
大概我很快都看完了
So I quickly finished it
看完了以后
After I finished it,
我那个里面啊，就好像火烧一样的。
Inside there was like a fire in my bones.
那个火烧的更厉害。
And the fire kindled within me.
里面呢只有一个愿望，就是耶稣，我要更多得着你。
Only one desire, Lord Jesus, I want to gain you more.
我要更多的认识你。
I want to know you more.
就是这种的呼吁啊，从我的灵里面就这样不断的这样发出来。
This kind of call rose up from my spirit like a fire in my soul.
在这之前，我里面已经有火了。
Before that, I already had fire in me.
可是看了这本书以后，那个火啊，就眺望的。烧得更旺。
It's like after I read this book, it's like that flame within me was fanned even greater.
就是一个单纯的就是一个要主，主就是要你 ，a desire that single desire was burning in my soul，
就是这样的很这种简单的要耶稣这种火在我心里燃烧。
所以等到1977年呢，那个荣教师叫我来介绍他的时候
，So in 1977 when Pearl Young asked me to introduce Sister Robinson，
那对我来说。
For me,
这是一个太好的机会。
I said, "Wow, what an opportunity!"
所以我就写了一本这个蛮有荣耀这本书。
So then I wrote "Full of Glory."
神也使用这本书，也帮助了一些人。这样
，The Lord has used this book to help many.
可是，一直到现在哈，罗宾森师母这个他还不是很多人所知道的。
But even to this day, she's not well known by many.
这十几年。我问到哪里去服事
In these last 10 years, wherever I go to serve,
我首先介绍的不是我自己的书，那是《荣耀光辉》这本书。
The first book I introduce is not my books, but Radiant Glory.
而且我这样的介绍说，我说除了圣经以外，这本书你不能不读。
And I say that besides the Bible, this book you must read.
因为他的经历啊太丰富
Because her experience is too rich
而且他的深度难得有一个人超过
And her spiritual depth is amazing
那么在这本书里面可以说无论你是牧师传道也好或者是爱主的或者是青年人或者是老年人
So you could say for this book no matter whether you are a pastor you're a co-worker or you're just someone who loves the Lord young or old
你都可以得到你所需要的帮助
You will get the help that you need
所以我们很感谢主
We thank the Lord 今
天他带领那个 David 牧师啊来跟我们介绍这个荣耀的光辉这一本书
Need Pastor David to introduce this book to us.
这本书真的够你哈，够你一生使用的。
This book will be food, a lifetime food for you.
你什么时候有什么问题，你都可以去翻，你会找到，总有一章啊，是能够可以帮助你。
When you have a problem, you'll find the answer in this book.
那如果你还没有呢，那你上会以后呢，可以在那个书桌上。跟圣秋姐妹来跟她这样去订。
If you don't have this book, you can pick it up at the back or order a copy.
那今天早上，我觉得应该跟弟兄姐妹讲一点关于。
This morning, I still feel like I need to share something.
关于我们的灵的问题。
About our spirit.
刚才，David David 弟兄，我们以前呢在 Rachel 我们都比较习惯称呼弟兄 Brother so and so.
Just now our brother David, I'm used to calling him that.
他今天特别提到啊，对面是一个心脏医院呢，我们这里也是个心脏医院。
Especially mentioned that across the street is a heart hospital, but we are also a heart hospital.
可是我们是一个属灵的心脏医院。
But we are a spiritual heart hospital.
或者说最好呢是心灵医院。
Or say we are truly a heart spirit hospital.
啊，特别提到哈，我们这个身体的构造是多么的复杂。
He mentioned how complex our human bodies are.
同样的，我们那个心灵的那个构造或者结构也是复杂的。
Our heart and spirit is also very complicated.
或者呢，是可以说更复杂。
Even more complicated.
如果说我们对于我们身体各部门的那个结构所知道的哈，极其的有限。
If we are so limited in our understanding of the of our body parts,
那我们对我们心灵的这里面的那个结构的认识那是更少。
Then we're even more limited in our understanding of our spirit and our heart.
可是我们还是可以靠着圣灵的教导和启示
，by the Holy Spirit's revelation and teaching,
我们能够明白一点
，we can get some light.
在基督徒的内在生活这本书里面
In the Inward Christian Life book
有一章就是第四章哈，特别讲到这个心的问题
In chapter 4 there is one chapter that focuses on this matter of the heart
那里那一章的那个标题就是啊内在生活两点哈，然后就心决定一切
The title of that chapter is Inward LifeThe heart determines everything.
那讲的比较多一点。
It talks more about this matter.
因为心和灵有时候很难分开。
Because the heart and spirit, it's not easy to distinguish.
所以我们常常把这两个字连在一起，就是心灵，心灵。
That's why in Chinese it's put together.
而我们所能够领会的
But what we can understand
就是啊心灵就是我们这个人的一个最深处
That the heart spirit is the deepest part of our being
这是跟我们这个物质的身体啊是可以说两个世界
You could say this is a totally different world from our material, our corporal existence
我们身体的部分呢是可以看得见的
Our body can be seen
其实我们的内脏现在也医学也进步到一个地步可以能够看到
Even with technology today, even our inner organs can be seen
但是那个心灵的部分
But the spiritual heart component
那是完全看不到的
Is invisible
可是呢其真实的性真实度是跟我们这个身体的真实是一样的
But it's just as real as our physical body
那我们所讲的这个内在生活
When we talk about the inward life
或者我说哈讲到我们跟神的关系
We talk about a relationship with God
我们对神的认识
Our knowledge of God
与神同行
Our presence
住在神里面
walking with God, abiding in God
神住在我们里面
God in us
他来管理我们
He controls us
管理我们的思想管理我们的言语
Control our thoughts and our words
管理我们的行动
And our behavior
这个完全呢是在灵里面心灵里面的一件事
This is totally a matter of the heart and the spirit.
神住在我们里面，这是个心灵里面的一件事。
God living in us is a matter of the heart and the spirit.
那如果你有时间的时候，把这一章哈，就第四章啊，那个心决定一切，你能够看一看。
You can take time to read chapter 4.
这些也可以说就是我在安静等候着。等候神的时候呢，是圣灵这样一点点的让我看到。
The Lord showed me, the Holy Spirit revealed these things to me as I was waiting on God.
因为我是在想哈节省这个时间呢，我就这一章呢我就留给哈弟兄姐妹你们自己去看。
I think to save time, I ask that you take time to read this chapter yourself.
我们还是要接着来看这个希伯来书，也许我们看希伯来书这个。
Let's continue to look at the book of Hebrews.
第九章。
Let's look at chapter 9.
Amen. 我先看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
第五章第二十三节。
Verse 23, 5:23, 1 Thessalonians.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely.
注意下面的。又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守。
Soul and body be preserved.
在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
Blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
神呼召我们或者救我们的目的
The Lord called us or saved us for this purpose
就是让我们有一天能够完全成圣
One day we can be completely sanctified
这个成圣啊就是不断的被神来洁净来改变
Sanctification is the constant process of being changed by God
每一次当我们在圣灵的光照之下
Every time we're in the light of the Holy Spirit
我们认罪悔改的时候
When we repent of our sins
那都是啊成圣过程当中的一步
That is one of the stages in the process of sanctification
我们多悔改认罪一次我们就多被成圣一次
So the more we repent of our sins the more we are more sanctified
而且神在我们身上他不断地做这个工作
And God continues to do this work in us
因为我们一直需要他来调整或者说洁净
We continually need him to adjust us or purify us
即使我们外面呢没有犯什么错误
Though we did not commit any outside sin
可是我们的里面呢仍然需要被神来洁净
But inside Jesus needs to cleanse us
因为我们不知道我们这个心灵世界里面的那个复杂是多么的复杂
Because we just don't know how complicated our hearts are
我们也不知道我们的心呢是多么的诡诈
And we don't know how wicked our hearts are
那个耶利米书哈，大概是十七章那里讲到人心比万物啊都诡诈
Jeremiah says the heart is desperately wicked.
比万物都诡诈，谁能够识透呢
？Who can know it?
但是神能够知道。
But God knows it.
因为我们的身体、我们的灵、我们的魂都是他所造的。
Because our body, soul, and spirit are created by Him.
所以我们里面需要有什么问题需要调整只有神可以来调整
Whatever our problems is only God can adjust us
这就是为什么我们需要花时间来等候神
That's why we need to spend that time to wait on God
每当我们等候神的时候
Every single time we wait on the Lord
都是神在我们里面做这个调整和洁净工作的时候
That's the time that the Lord is doing the adjusting and purifying work in our souls
这就是说为什么有的人等候神呢、啊、就是不知不觉的他们的生命就被改变了
That's why some people who wait on the Lord unconsciously their life starts to change
要知道我们等候神的时候我们没有一分钟一秒钟是浪费的
Remember when you wait on the Lord not even one second is a waste of time
耶稣说好我父做事直到如今
Jesus says my father worketh until now
我也照样的做
And so I do also
神但他工作的目标哈、啊，就是我们这些他所救赎回来的人。
Of course, we are his work.
而且他工作的范围呢，主要的是在我们的心灵里面。
And of course, we know that he mainly works in our hearts.
他要改变我们
，to change us，
改变我们的性情
，change our temperament。
我们的人性
our human nature
需要被他洁净的
needs to be purified
那需要被他慢慢的除去的
it needs to be taken care of, taken out
然后他就讲他的性情就是神性啊会坐在我们的里面
then he constitutes us with his divine attributes
那这些工作呢基本上都是他坐在我们的心灵里面
this is the work he's doing in our hearts
但是呢可以影响到啊我们的外在的身体上的表现
but it will be influenced our outward appearance.
当我们里面的神的性情跟增加的时候
as his nature grows in us.
当我们人性从人性里面所发出来的那个恶行为也就逐渐的减少
and automatically the evil in our human nature will reduce
那就是说我们的犯罪啊会越来越少
that means we will sin less
这个是相对的
this is relative
那圣经告诉我们哈
the Bible tells us
很清楚神有一个目的他要在我们身上要做一个工作的是全然成圣的工作
It's very clear here The Lord has a work in us
而他要使我们成圣的不是我们的身单单身体是我们这个全人
Not just our body but our whole being
在这里很清楚告诉我们一个人哈有三部分
Here it tells us man is a tripartite being
他说你们的灵
Your spirit
你的魂
Your soul
与身子
And body
神都要来使我们成圣
God wants to sanctify every part
他要做到一个地步呢到了耶稣再来的时候呢我们是无可指责
He wants to work to such an extent that we'll be blameless at his coming
而且二十四节那里说哈那招你们的本是信实的他必成就这事
In verse 24 He who calls you is faithful who also will do it
换句话说神他把我们救回来
In words when the Lord saved us
他定义要做成这件事
This is his plan on us
就是要改变我们
Change us
使我们成圣
Make us holy
成圣另外的一个意思呢就是、啊、像耶稣的意思
Which also means being more like Jesus
他既然召我们回来他就一定要做成这件事
Since he has called us he's going to do this work
那如果我们不让他来做
If we don't let him work,
那他就放弃。
Then he'll just put out.
然后他呼召别人，拣选别人，他来做。
He'll find someone else who's more willing.
他的工作哈，一直都是向前的。
His work is moving forward.
这个罗宾森是我他身上的特点。他最大的特点。
The special characteristic of Sister Robinson.
他是一个绝对的百分之一百的降服于神的人。
She's a 100% absolute surrender to Jesus Christ.
而且她所要的就是耶稣自己。
She wants nothing but Jesus himself.
她不要她自己。
She doesn't want herself.
她要神自己。
She wants God.
她真的，如果你要说找到一个人，这个人呢，活在地上，他完全死了。就是耶稣基督在他身上活着。
You find somebody who's completely dead to self, it's absolutely Christ living through her.
那近代呢，我们可以说就是一个罗宾森师母。
I think in today, a contemporary, we can only find such a one.
他真的能够像保罗那样的说，现在活着的不再是我。
Like Paul, she could say, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ liveth in me."
他真的可以这样说。
She could say that.
而且他相信他在去世之前他讲过这样一句话
She believes and shortly before her death
他说这一种内基督的内住和占有
She said this kind of inward life with Christ and
他说这个恩赐不是为着少数人的
This is not a gift just for the few
在末后的时候为着许多的人
In the last days it's for the many
那刚才我们的弟兄已经提到
Our brother already mentioned
说这个荣耀的光辉这个作者
The author of the
这个 Gordon Gardner 中文是翻作贾德纳牧师
This Gordon Gardner, the pastor
贾德纳牧师中文呢叫贾德纳这个名字是我给他起的、
okay.
因为我认识这个作者
His English name is Gardner
或者说、我背案例呢主要是他
Actually, he mainly ordained me.
是他提出来。
This Pastor Gardner actually mentioned it.
不是他一个人，而是那个纽约的教会还有其他几个牧师。
Not just him, but some other New York pastors.
不是他提议说我应该被安利。
He actually was the one who proposed that I would be ordained.
我也觉得很，就是说很幸运的，能够啊认识啊一些就是跟罗宾森师母有关系的人。
I feel it is a privilege that I could meet some of her co-workers.
Anyway, 这一个，如果说我们要找到一个榜样的话啊。这是一个人完全被耶稣所充满，被耶稣所占有。
So if we're looking for an example, one who has been completely occupied by Jesus Christ.
而且他活出来的完全是耶稣基督。
And she lived Christ out.
注意刚才我们弟兄提到说，十六年，他从来没有说过一句自己要说的话。
Remember when our brother said that in 16 years of ministry, she never spoke anything out of herself.
当时他们这个团体哈，这个团体叫做信心家庭。
They have a ministry called the Faith Homes.
也可以翻作信心之家。所谓的信心家庭呢，就是有四五个家的弟兄和姐妹把他们的房子这样奉献出来。
The faith homes, this kind of arrangement, about 15 to 16 families will offer up their homes like this to become faith homes.
它是一个住家的房子。
So it's a normal house.
我有四五个。
There's four or five.
那我曾经去访问过两个这样的房子。
I visited two of these homes.
那后来，但罗宾森师母去世了以后呢，他们就没有在一起了。
That after the passing of Sister Robinson, they kind of broke up.
那么他还有一些同工。
But she still has some co-workers.
他有一个最亲密的同工，就是啊 ，Martha 姐妹老师的。母亲
one of her most faithful co-workers is sisters Martha's teachers.
Martha 姐妹的老师呢，可以说是第二代的了，就是罗宾森师母的下一代的人。
You could say she's like the second generation of Martha Robinson.
他们当时有几位
？There was a few there.
哇，那个书里面都有写到。
The book describes this.
这几位呢，他们当时被人称呼啊，叫做 power vessels。
This handful was described 当时叫有能力的器皿。
他的意思就是说哈，他们自己哈不会随便说话，随便做什么。
This means that this handful they do not casually just speak or do anything。
只有神的能力，圣灵这样。感动他们，支配他们的时候，他们才会做，才会说什么。
Their movements were completely directed by the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，他们就被称作是一个 power vessels.
所以他们被叫这个能力的器皿。
能力器皿。好像今天常用的一个叫 power evangelism, 啊，全能福音啊，能力福音。
So like, sometimes, We use this term 能力布道者。
那个主要的意思是什么呢？就是他们这一班人哈，完全被圣灵所掌握的、所控制的。
That mainly means they were completely controlled by the sovereignty of the Holy Spirit.
所以常常在他们的聚会中
，So often in their meetings，
他们会实在神在说话。
They'll say, "Thus saith the Lord."
是神在做事情。
This is the Lord doing it.
有时候常常把人心里面的这种隐情啊，就这样就显明出来。
And because of this, the hidden sin in people's hearts, which
在他们的聚会当中
，in their meetings,
啊，不可能有什么隐情啊，有什么私意啊，或者思想的罪恶的，不可能的，因为一到那就显明出来。
There's no way that there could be some hidden sin in their midst because once they would.Enter into that atmosphere, it would just have to come out.
就是神的同在了到这样一个地步。
The Lord's presence was there to such an extent.
那也有人呢，说到他的经验，他们去，去找罗宾森师母的时候。
Also some have said who have sought out Sister Robinson.
他们走到罗宾森师母的家那个门口。
When they came to her home,
他们就感觉到神的同在。
Just at her doorstep, they felt the presence of God.
他们实在是一般啊，这个 power vessels 就是被神的能力啊所充满、所支配的一些器皿。
They truly are Holy Spirit power vessels for God.
那我们还是要回来再讲这个。我们这个内在的哈，这个内在的。
Let's go back to talk about this inward life topic.
那个，帖撒罗尼迦前书那里就是告诉我们这个人哈有三部分很清楚。
First Thessalonians tells us that man has these three parts.
那有灵
，spirit，
有魂，有身体
，soul and body，
是不是？这三部分呢，可以说都不太容易啊，能够明白。
All three of these parts are not easy to understand.
就是单单身体这一部分呢，直到现在人还在研究，还在陆陆续续发现。
Even just the body, the medical, today we're still discovering new things about it constantly.
那我们有魂，我们也有灵。
And we have a soul and we have a spirit.
那我们平常所说的那个感情
，so when we talk about the emotions,
思想
，the thoughts，
我们的意志
，our will，
啊，决定这样，我们要选择那样
，we want to do this, we want to do that，
我们的的情绪，喜怒哀乐
，our moods, our all kinds of different moods，
那这些呢，都是我们魂的一部分的表现。
This you can say is an expression of our soul。
也是魂里面也是很够复杂的。
So our soul is complicated enough.
单单是以我们的这个感情或者情绪来说的话，已经是够复杂的了。
And just talking about our soul and our feelings is complicated enough.
有时候啊，人都不知道怎么控制他的情绪。
Often we don't even know how to control our feelings or moods.
还有这个感情的问题也是很复杂的。
Oh, of course, emotional, that's a huge issue.
人也不知道怎么样来控制。
People don't know how to control their emotions.
那么灵的这一部分呢，特别是我们跟神发生关系的。
And the spirit is that part of us which has a relationship with God.
当初啊，在伊甸园里面，亚当跟夏娃他们吃了那个果子的时候，
in the garden,
你们吃的日子必定死。
In the garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve partook of that fruit, the Lord said, "On the day thou eatest of it, thou shalt surely die."
那个死，我们都知道，他们吃了以后啊，他们还活着，是不是？
But we do know that after they ate the fruit, they still lived.
那个死呢，是灵的部分的死。
That death is a spiritual death.
正如今天呢，很多没有得救的人
，so many unsaved，
他们的灵是死的
，their spirit is dead，
他们对神的事情啊是隔绝的
，you could say that they are apart from the things of God，
因此哈，他们说相信没有神
，so they don't think there is a God，
但是呢，他们会相信一些迷信，一些偶像。
But they'll believe some superstitious stuff.
那个是跟传统、跟文化有关系。
That has to do with tradition and culture.
因为那些东西都是看得见的，是摸得着的。
Because of those things can be seen, can be felt.
而且哈，在人的天性里面呢，是有这个神的观念的。
And actually, a man is born with the concept of God.
虽然他们不一定认识神，但是他们就有这个神的观念。
Though they may not know who God is, but they have a concept of God.
因为他们不认识神呢，什么是真神，什么是假神，所以就说他们所拜的呢，都拜的都是假神，都是偶像。
So often, you know, people don't know the true God, false God. So often they worship the false God, idols.
所以他们像保罗所说的，他们并不认识他们所拜的是什么。
And so, as Paul says, they are worshiping an unknown God.
等到一个人信耶稣，然后经过圣灵重生以后，重生得救以后
，When a person believes in Jesus and he is born again by the Spirit，
他的灵就活过来了。
His spirit is revived，
就这个时候对神的事情呢开始有知觉了。
Now he has some feeling towards the things of God，
啊，不过呢这还是一个开始。
This is only a beginning。
那慢慢的他。重生得救了，同时呢还要被圣灵充满。
So after he's saved, of course he needs to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵的洗是
baptism of the Holy Spirit
也是意义很深的。
Has deep significance.
刚才我们弟兄说，他信主以后一个礼拜就受了圣灵的洗。
Our brother shared after one week after he was saved, he was baptized by the Spirit.
我信主以后呢，17年才受圣灵的洗。
For me, after I was saved, it took me 17 years.
所谓受圣灵的洗啊，就是被圣灵充满。
What I mean by baptism of the Holy Spirit is the filling of the Holy Spirit.
就是那个五旬节的那个经历。
Is that Pentecostal experience.
我知道哈，当我没有受圣灵的洗之前
I know that before I received the filling of the Holy Spirit,
我对神的事情啊，所能够了解的呢，多半是在我的理性里面。
I know that most of my understanding of the things of God were from my mind.
可是我受了圣灵的洗以后
After I was baptized by the Holy Spirit,
这个时候按照圣经而说，按照我个人的经历来说
，under the Bible and my experience,
那就是神的灵就进到我的里面了。
The Spirit of God came into my heart.
我也开始认识说，我所信的这一位神呢，他是三位一体的神。
Then I started to recognize that the God that I believe in is a triune God, three-one God.
我没有领受圣灵之前
Before I had received the Spirit,
我相信他是父神
I believe he is the Father God.
我也相信耶稣是神的儿子
I believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
但是呢，我对于三位一体中的那个灵神这一部分我不够认识
But the Spirit God, I was not clear enough.
我所有的经历
All my experience.
最终啊，就是有时候这样亲近主觉得蛮好，蛮甘甜的。
So, all my experiences, sometimes I draw near to God and then I felt a good feeling in God's presence.
还有呢，在我重生的那一天。
And also the day I was saved.
我也经历到哈那个圣灵的感动。
I felt the move of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵让我看到哈耶稣被挂在十字架上。
I saw Jesus hanging on the cross.
而且他的血从他的手上脚上这样流下来。
And how his blood flowed down from his hands and his feet.
当我看到这幅图画的时候
As he showed me that vision.
这个图画也不是外面的图画。
This was not an outward picture.
这个图画是在心灵中所看到的。
There was a picture in my heart.
我的眼泪啊就这样就一直流我就哭我就认罪。
I was just flooded with tears.
我对圣灵的经历啊，就是这么多。
That was the extent of my experience of the Holy Spirit.
然后过了十多年。
After 10 years.
也许十六年、十七年。
16-17 years.
那么那天晚上，我被圣灵这样充满。
That night when I was baptized by the Holy Spirit.
后来我才知道是耶稣用圣灵为我施行。
Then I knew it is Jesus who baptized me with His Spirit.
那天晚上。当我受圣灵洗的时候
That night when I received the baptism of the Spirit,
虽然我也说方言
even though I did speak tongues,
我也流了很多眼泪
and I did shed tears.
可是呢我最深的感受
my deepest realization,
对我来说哈就是那个最宝贵的经验
my most precious experience,
就是这一位耶稣活的耶稣他站在我的面前
is that living Jesus was standing before me now.
而且从那时候开始
from that time on,
他活在我的里面
He lived within me.
他住在我的里面
He dwelled within me.
成了一个事实
It became a reality.
这就是四十多年来我一直在这里所经历所追求的
And in these last 40 years, this is what I've been experiencing and seeking.
这就是圣灵的洗所带来的
This is what the baptism of the Holy Spirit brought.
然后圣灵就开始教导我
Then the Holy Spirit started to teach me.
让我多少知道一点我这个人里面的另外两部分就是灵与魂的这两部分里面的这个复杂
Then the Holy Spirit started teaching me the complex relationship between the spirit and soul within me.
那么圣灵从这时候开始
From this time the Holy Spirit
他也就在我的里面不断做这个洁净的工作
Started doing this purifying work in me
譬如他在我的魂里面
For instance in my soul
他开始在洁净我的这个感情的问题
He started to purify my emotions
就譬如我喜欢那些不该喜欢的东西
When I like those things I should not like
爱上了我不该爱的人
When I love the person I should not love
圣灵就光照
Then the Holy Spirit will shine on me
圣灵就光照
The Holy Spirit will shine on me
那 他就在我身上就开始做这个剥夺的工作。
Then he starts to do the stripping work in me.
就是感情上的剥夺。
Stripping me of my emotions.
你知道圣经啊，有这样，圣经讲到我们的这个身体里面的哈，它有这样一句话，就是邪情私欲。
When the Bible describes our bodily desires, he talks about passions and desires.
邪情，
邪情 ，it's an evil desire.
Inordinate,
okay, passion,
desire or passion.
Okay, inordinate passion or desires.
因为神造我们的时候啊，造我们的时候，他给我们造灵魂体，对不对
？Because God created us with these three parts.
魂里面就是有感情、有思想、有意志这个三部分最主要，这神所造的。
And the soul is basically mind, emotion, will.
什么是邪情呢
？So what is these inordinate desires?
邪情就是我们爱上了不该爱的，喜欢不该喜欢的东西，这是邪情。
Inordinate desires when you love what you should not love.
因为感情是神为我们造的。
Because God gave us emotions.
但是神没有让我们用我们的感情来乱用。
But God did not give our emotions just to use any way we want.
尤其在这个男女关系方面。
Especially in the male-female relationship.
还有他造我们的身体。
And our bodies.
那我们的身体当然每一个身体都有它的需求。
And of course, our bodies all have our needs.
包括这个性的需求在内。
Including our sexual need.
但是神没有给我们造这个身体呀、啊，这个性的需求让我们呢，来滥用来 abuse 我们的身体。
Of course, He didn't give our bodies so we could just abuse our sexual.
不是像今天呐、啊，今天的这个社会哈、啊，这是一个淫乱的时代。
Like today's society, this is an immoral society.
你知道，即使在中学里面，很多的学生呢、啊，他们就至少50%以上呢、啊，都有这个性的关系。
Even today, now already in middle school, over 50% already have some kind of sexual experience.
我们那天跟会禅的朋友他的同学在一起吃饭的时候
The other day when we were speaking with a friend
他的同学现在是在高中里面教书
The friend is now teaching in the middle school
而且他所教的学生
And her students
我不知道他说了多少百分比哈，就是很多这女学生呢都是怀孕的
Oh, a lot of these girl students, they actually already pregnant.
你知道,
and they have kids.
在美国有的州里面呢,
you know, some states in America,
它有一些学校专门是为这些高中生就是说怀孕的生孩子的而设立的。
You know, there are certain organizations that are for the purpose of these pregnant teens.
这个就是我们滥用我们的身体 abuse 我们的 bodies
These are examples of how we abuse our bodies
神为我们所造的都是让我们要用得很正当的很合法的
What the Lord has given us He gives us to use in a proper way
比如说我们需要感情我们有感情部分
For instance, we have an emotional part of us.
我们有这个性的需求。
We have the sexual need.
所以他造男造女呢，好让人呢能够离开父母啊，能够合而为一。
So he created men and women that eventually the men and women will leave their parents and start their own family.
这就是正当的这种关系。
This is a proper relationship.
这不是邪情。
This is not an inordinate desire.
那一个先生爱他的太太。
The husband's love for the wife,
太太爱他的丈夫
and vice versa.
或者他们在结婚以前呢，就已经谈恋爱了
Or before they married, they fell in love.
然后他们就觉得说是，也许经过祷告是神为他们安排的
And then through prayer, they feel like yes, this is the one the Lord wants to give them.
这些都是神给人的这个正当的权利和享受
This is the proper way to enjoy what God has given us.
所以圣经说哈，在夫妻之间的那个性关系乃是神圣的，人人都当尊重。
So the Bible says marriage is honorable in all things.
但是呢，他说这个床不可以玷污。
But it says the bed should not be defiled.
换句话说，在婚姻里面的那个性关系是圣洁的。
In other words, the sexual relationship in the marriage context is a holy thing.
但如果在婚姻之外
outside the marriage,
有这个性关系
have the sexual relationship.
那个床就被玷污了。
That means the bed has been defiled.
那个玷污啊，圣经的意思就是罪恶的意思。
Defiling here means sin.
就是罪恶的意思。
It means there's sin there.
那同样我们的感情也是这样。
Our emotions are the same.
神在我们身上做工
and the Lord works in us.
基本上首先呢就是要改变我们的态度
is to change our attitude.
然后呢就改变我们的性情
then to change our temperament.
它改变我们那个魂里面那一些不正当的不该有的情况
to change those abnormal situations in our soul.
譬如魂里面有一部分思想
Such as in our soul, there is the mind.
实际上我们有思想的能力
So we can think about stuff.
这是他造我们之后，他给我们有这种 faculty, 这种的能力
So God gave us such mental faculty.
可是他没有给我们造这个思想的能力，要我们去胡思乱想。
But he did not give us his mind so that we can daydream.
尤其是想那些犯罪的事，误会的事。
Especially think about those sinful things, unclean things.
我们的思想会犯罪。
Our mind can sin.
我们的情感会犯罪。
Our emotions can sin.
我们的言语会犯罪。
Our words can cause us to sin.
那神来，他把圣灵赐给我们，他就是要在这些方面呢，不断地来做这个调整的工作。
The Lord gave us His Holy Spirit that in all these aspects He might adjust us.
刚才弟兄讲到那个风琴的那个里面的调，它是在调音啊，调琴。神常常在我们的里面呢，也是做这个调整的工作。
So just now, if you remember, our brother talked about how the organist was adjusting all the different levers on the organ. God does that in our souls.
只等到我们的灵魂体三部分。
Until our body, soul, spirit
被神调整到一个地步
is adjusted to such an extent
完全和谐了
It's completely harmonious
有人说是 in tune with God
完全和谐了
完全和谐了
In tune with God
就好像啊这个汽车、啊、
It's like a car
这个汽车你开了若干的时候呢需要 tune up 就是说
So if you drive it a little it needs a tune up
Tune up 就是说要保养，要把它要调整一下。
Means you gotta maintain it, you gotta fix it up.
这个汽车这几部分的每一部分都要和谐的。
It means all the parts in the car have to harmonize.
你只要有一点不对的话
If there's one little part,
就是没有和谐 out of tune 的话，这个车子就会出问题。
If any little part is out of tune, you know there'll be a car problem.
所以这个汽车的保养非常的重要。
So of course, car maintenance is essential.
同样的，我们这个人来到神面前。
So we who come before God,
常常被他调整。
Need to constantly be adjusted.
这是必须的。
This is a must.
而这个调整就是成圣。
And this adjusting,
他要我们。要我们呢全然成圣
is the process of total sanctification of our being.
那他在我们的灵里面做什么工作呢
So what does he do in our spirit?
灵里面呢，他常常对付我们的灵。
He often is dealing with our spirit.
骄傲的灵。
Prideful spirit.
批评的灵。
Critical spirit.
他也要对付。
He wants to deal with it.
那个刚硬的灵。
The hard spirit.
他让我们都能够改变，能够像耶稣。这样温柔谦卑的灵
He wants to change us into the meek and lowly spirit of Jesus Christ.
有时候我们的灵里面不干净
Sometimes our spirits are unclean.
有的基督徒啊，他虽然信了耶稣，他还是到庙里去烧香
Some Christians, they still go to the temple even after they're saved.
他们不认识，他们不知道呢，那个灵是污秽的
They don't know that that spirit is an unclean spirit.
在神看来呢这个灵是个淫乱的灵。
The Lord sees that as an unclean spirit, a spirit of fornication.
在旧约以色列人哈最得罪神的两件事情。
In the Old Testament, the Israelites offended God in two major areas.
一个就是奸淫。
Immorality, sexual immorality.
奸淫呢就是玷污他们的身体。
They polluted their bodies.
而且圣经告诉我们
Bible tells us,
所有的罪啊，都是在身体身子之外。
All the sins are outside the body.
只有奸淫啊是在我们的身子。
Only sexual morality is in our body.
因为这是肉体上的一个罪恶。
It's a flesh sin.
而且圣经告诉我们说，哈，我们这些信主被圣灵充满的人，我们的身子哈乃是圣灵的殿。
And we do know we who have believed in the Lord have His Spirit. Our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit.
这个身子是圣洁的。
Our bodies are holy.
我刚才说过哈，在婚姻里面的性关系是圣。
I repeat again, in the marriage context, the sexual relationship is holy.
在婚姻之外的就是淫乱，就是罪恶。
Outside marriage, it is immorality.
而这个奸淫的罪呢，是直接是得罪我们的身子的。
And the adultery, fornication is affects our body.
以色列人第二件是最得罪神的。
The second matter that offended God the most
就是拜偶像
was idolatry.
那个是灵的淫乱
That is a spiritual immorality
知道吗一个是身体的淫乱一个是灵的淫乱
One is a corporal immorality Another is a spiritual immorality
那神把我们救回来
That the Lord saved us
他就是叫我们身体灵与魂呢都要洁净都要成圣
That our body, soul, and spirit would be sanctified holy
所以我们被圣灵充满
When we're filled with the Spirit,
而且被圣灵来管制
and regulated by the Spirit,
这是非常重要的一件事
This is a very important matter.
那就是说我们顺服神
We obey God.
当圣灵提醒我们的时候
When the Spirit reminds us of something,
比如说我们说话
When we talk,
我们常常很容易说不该说的话
We often say what we should not say.
批评论断的话
Critical judging words.
我们没有得救以前
Before we were saved,
我们就说一些误会的话
We said a lot of unclean words.
淫乱的话
Dirty words.
那些淫乱的笑话
Dirty jokes.
哦没有得救以前
Before,
人就是这样
We're saved. This is how we are.
不要说哈男人这样有很多女性也是这样
Not only guys are this way, a lot of women are that way.
那个哦神要我们真的信耶稣信到一个地步
The Lord wants us to believe Jesus to such an extent
那个完全被耶稣来占有来充满
That Jesus can completely fill us and occupy us
在灵魂体三部分被神来改变
And spirit, soul, and body transformation
越来越像耶稣那样
More and more like Jesus
那耶稣他所以能够救我们
Jesus can save us
是因为他曾经在肉身
Because he was in the flesh
他在每一件事上都受过试探
In all points tempted as we are
只是他没有犯罪
Yet without sin
耶稣的来
The coming of Jesus
让我们看到
Let us see
有可能一个人
It is possible that someone
可以活在肉体里面
They can live in the flesh
有各种的软弱
And they have weakness.
仍然可以靠着神而得胜。
But through God, they can overcome.
所以我们的盼望啊，就是在这里。
So our hope is here.
耶稣来就是我们的盼望。
Jesus is our hope.
希伯来书啊，讲到说这是更美的指望。
Hebrews describes it as a better hope.
因为我们换句话说，我们更有盼望。
It means we have a higher hope, better hope.
而且这是更美的应许
And this is also a better promise.
这个应许是永远不会改变的
An unchanging promise.
本来神的应许就不改变
All of God's promises are unchanging.
圣经告诉我们说这个应许呢是他启示的是不改变的
And this promise was, he made an oath to us, so it would not change.
所以我们就好像灵魂的锚啊就是抛定了是坚固的是牢靠的而且这个锚呢是通入幔内的。
So that Jesus Christ is like that anchor of our soul, sure and steadfast, which enters into the presence behind the veil.
你要问周牧师你这一些从哪里来的
You might ask me, where did you get all this from, Pastor Chow?
我没有受过神学教育。
Do you know I have not been seminary? I have not been seminary trained.
就是连世界的教育啊，我都没有受过什么。
I'm not even very worldly trained.
我是一个没有受过什么教育的人。
He is a completely uneducated man.
那你问我从哪里来的？我就是从安静等候神来。
Where did this come from? Waiting on the Lord.
就好像保罗所说的
Just like Paul said,
这不是人的智慧所教导的
This is not the wisdom of men,
乃是圣灵所教导的
This is the Holy Spirit teaching
让我们能够用属灵的话来解释属灵的事。
That we can use spiritual words to understand spiritual things.
把属灵的事情能够讲给属灵的人听。
To express spiritual things to spiritual people.
你看到没有神在我们身上的工作
Do you see what God is doing in you?
他的旨意
His will
当然他最终的目标
His final purpose
就是叫我们的灵与魂与身子都全然成圣
Is to sanctify us body, soul, and spirit wholly
那就是完全像他
Completely like him in every way
你看多么荣耀
How glorious
而且圣经告诉我们，不但我们里面像他
，Not only we look like him outwardly，
有一天我们这个身子，这个卑贱的身子都要被他改变。
Not only we look like him inwardly， but one day our bodies will be transfigured as his，
成为那个像他那个荣耀的身子一样。
We'll have that glorious body like Jesus Christ。
所以你今天
，So today。
你长得漂亮或者长得不漂亮那都不重要
Okay, so today if you look if you're attractive or if you're ugly that's not important
重要的是有一天你这个身子要被改变像耶稣那样荣耀的身子一样
The most important thing is that one day all your bodies will be transfigured into the Jesus glorious body
我们一起站起来祷告
Let us stand up and pray
Oh, hallelujah
Oh, hallelujah